Fred Hoyle and his colleague, Chandra Wickramasinghe, further eroded enthusiasm for panspermia by suggesting that outer space brought us not only life, but also many diseases such as flu and bubonic plague, ideas that were easily disproved by biochemists. Whatever prompted life to begin, it happened just once. That is the most extraordinary fact in biology. Perhaps the most extraordinary fact we know. Everything that has ever lived, plant or animal, dates its beginnings from the same primordial twitch. At some point in an unimaginably distant past, some little bag of chemicals fidgeted to life. It absorbed some nutrients, gently pulsed, had a brief existence. This much may have happened before, perhaps many times, but this ancestral packet did something additional and extraordinary. It cleaved itself and produced an heir. A tiny bundle of genetic material passed from one living entity to another, and has never stopped moving since. It was the moment of creation for us all. Biologists sometimes call it the Big Birth. Wherever you go in the world, whatever animal, plant, bug, or blob you look at, if it is alive, it will use the same dictionary and know the same code. All life is one, says Matt Ridley.